790 and 104.7 KFGO on this Monday morning. It's the 18th. KFGO time, 7:42.
We are joined in studio by Eric Gulst from Epic Companies, water park and hotel director. Can we just start off? Good morning, Eric. Welcome to KFGO.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me this morning.
What did you want to be when you were a little kid growing up? Water park and hotel director?
Major League Baseball player.
Did you really? That, right?
Or a hockey player.
You'll be able to tell as he goes on. He's from a Boston. It's a great accent you've got. You're
Thank
a Boston
you,
boy, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Patriots Day today. It's got to mean something near
yes,
to you.
Yes, Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, let's get into it here today because I saw this for the first time last week. I don't know how long it's been out there or been in the news, but Epic Companies is opening up a new hotel with North Dakota's largest water park is coming to town. How did this start? Where did this come from? And most importantly, when's it going to be done?
Well, let's go to the second question. We're going to hopefully break ground in a year. And we should have the entire hotel water park facility open up by the spring, by the fall of 2024.
So this is not just a, hey, we'd like to, we think we should, this might happen. This is like where we just need things to start moving forward. It's coming our way.
Absolutely. This is going to happen. Yes, this is going to happen. This is a reality. It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen.
Where is it going, Eric? Where are you opening this hotel and water park?
45th Street.
That's a popular street in town.
Yes. Again, not being from the area, brand new, 6 weeks.
Sure. Yep.
By the zoo.
Sure. Okay.
By the zoo over there. Yes.
A lot
right
of
by
room.
The zoo, right off
of
94.
There's so much going up out there, too.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great development area. Yeah.
It's a great area. Yep.
Well, wonderful. Well, you know, this is nothing new to you. So give everybody a little bit of your background. Once again, we're talking to Eric Gulst, who is the water park and hotel director for Epic Companies, their brand new hotel, and it's called the Wave by Epic Water Park. What's the name of the hotel?
Don't know yet.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
So
don't know yet.
Let's talk a little bit about you because this ain't your first rodeo.
It isn't. I've been in the hotel industry about 32 years. Started with Marriott and spent time in Boston, New York City, New Orleans, moved to Vegas, spent time again in New Orleans, Atlantic City, Miami, Detroit, and then Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin Dells, where I worked for a major water park resort hotel company. Okay. And then the last 2.5 years before coming to Fargo was in just outside of Chicago.
It sounds like a little bit Chicago.
Yeah, I hear that.
Chicago accent.
So what did the wife say when you said, honey, what do you think of Fargo, North Dakota?
Really can't say that on radio. don't want to repeat that. But, she's a trooper, and she's here.
She's going to love summertime.
I'm sure she will.
If it ever arrives.
I'm sure she will.
So let's talk about this is going to be North Dakota's largest indoor water park. And can you tell us a little bit about the hotel and the water park? I imagine since you're still a year out there, still probably architects working on stuff.
Yes, still in the planning stages, but we should have it all hopefully wrapped up by the fall and then go from there. We're looking at, for the hotel, 125 rooms.
Okay.
For the water park, about 45,000 square feet.
Wow. Now, yep. Do you have to be staying at the hotel to use the water park?
No, we're going to open it up for day passes.
Hey!
That's a big thing. That's why the hotel is going to be a little bit smaller, so we can accommodate everyday guests who are coming in.
Okay, super. So the proposed indoor water park is going to be the largest indoor water park within 180-mile radius, I guess is the way I should say it. Larger indoor water parks may offer activities typically attract stronger demand. The Wave will include a river, your own river.
Lazy river. So
okay, what does that mean?
So a lazy river is something that anybody can jump in.
Okay.
You get it in the tube and you just relax and kind of...
It whisks you away.
Whisker around. Yep.
No
it's
way.
It's like going tubing if you've
Lovely.
Been tubing.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, well, think of it indoor. Think of it in a nice little river that goes around the water park.
Ha! You say you're going to have thrilling slides. Can you tell us anything about the slides that are going to be going on?
Not just yet.
Okay, that information.
Next time
out.
I come, next time you have me, hopefully
right.
to have it on. Yep.
Cabanas, self-use locker, snack bar, connected parking ramp, 500 stalls.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, want to be able to accommodate everybody.
Eric, is this part of like a big, larger trend? Or is this sort of happening around the country that these kind of water parks are going up, or is this sort of a unique deal?
A lot of water parks are going up, yes.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay.
It's a thing, yep. And everybody loves indoor water parks, because obviously during the winter, when
for
it gets
sure.
cold out,
especially
folks,
in places like this, exactly.
Yes, yes. Yep. I would say this is a great place to have one.
For sure. Yep.
Oh, especially indoor. I'm a big
Wherever
fan.
Wherever it's cold.
Well, sure.
Yeah, when kids cannot get outside, this is the perfect place for it. Be, you know,
100%.
You bring the kids. You build the water park, they will come.
You bet.
They will come.
Been to
yes.
the one in Billings many, many times, and not only was it always closed, of course, because of the weather in the wintertime, but the wear and tear on everything, keeping everything outside, that's going to be a big difference for you guys, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Maintenance of a water park is huge. And, again, the advantage of having an indoor water park is to be used all year round.
Well, like the sign says, it's Epic. Epic Company is bringing us the biggest water park within 180 miles. It'll be done in about a year. You're digging. Start digging in about a year.
Yes. Looking at spring of 2023. To start the dig and then open in the fall of 2024.
Welcome to Fargo, Eric Gulst, water park and hotel director now for Epic Companies in Fargo, North Dakota. Eric, we're so glad you're here. Welcome. We're so happy to meet you, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to returning back to you.
Absolutely. We'll give you a bad time about Boston and their teams and stuff like that next time, now that we know you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
We go into the KFGO.